A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then he asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. An awesome sight and mighty signs will come from the sky." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. The entrance antiphon today is, "May we never boast except in the cross of Lord Jesus Christ." St. Paul is encouraging us, whenever we encounter sufferings, be joyful, because it's a time that we live together with Christ. Many times we want to avoid suffering, avoid the crosses, but St. Paul himself, his experience also show that whatever suffering he admitted, that's a time that is more close to the Lord. For us, the same. Whenever you thought things are not happening well, thanks be to God. It's a time that our heart is more close to the Lord. Or the Lord is more close to us, so that we love only Him. Many times we chose many things, earthly things, but Jesus wants us to be purified. Just one mind, one heart in Him. And that's our calling. Whatever we do is for the greater glory of God. That's what the Jesuits motum, "Ad majorem Dei gloriam."